All right. So my son playing his music in the other room, and he got some good speakers, so he letting that shit blast, and I don't feel like getting out of my bed to go to the other room to make an episode, so here it is. So I wanted to clarify a couple of things in the Lisa Marie episode. I've been listening to it over and over again, and I'm thinking, I kept trying to get myself to do an episode to explain something at the beginning that I said. When I talked about her and Ben doing drugs, I wanted to say those fucking tabloids, but it didn't come out right because I was, like, in fucking shock that the girl is gone. Like, fuck, man, that shit's fucked up. And I don't think I've heard anybody from the Jackson family say anything. They might have, and I just missed it because I was offline for a while because somebody, I don't even want to talk about that. But anyway, when I was younger, I really liked Elvis until I got older to find out how him and Priscilla got together. And that fucked with me because of what my dad did to me. And I just, when I see men do stuff like that, I don't like it. And it really fucks with me. So, I saw the Elvis film with Austin Butler. It was amazing. It was the best biographical film about Elvis that I have ever seen. And I've seen some biographical films about Elvis, but this one rocked. Like I said, I have seen Elvis. When I was younger, I used to like Elvis. So I've seen him perform. Austin Butler is a talented man. And when I say that I felt like he embodied Elvis, he embodied Elvis like somebody I've never seen any man capture Elvis the way Austin Butler did. He did a phenomenal motherfucking job. Phenomenal job. Like, I hope he wins an Oscar next year. I really do. Kudos to this dude, man. Kudos to him. They showed everything about Elvis. Exactly what I said they should do. They did it in this film. They didn't leave nothing out. I could see why Lisa took 5 days to come to herself after she saw it. Because it was, I don't know how the fuck Austin did that shit, but it was fucking phenomenal. Kudos to him. I mean, I can't say enough good things. I cannot say enough good things. I remember when Elvis died. It was a change in the atmosphere, literally, because so many people mourned his death. And I had people in my family that liked Elvis. Thought he was a cool white dude. Elvis wanted to do a lot for people in general. I don't think Elvis was racist. I think Elvis was a product of his environment and what white supremacy wanted him to be. And I don't think he could escape that because he was so fucking big. And I think if they had let him go and let him thrive, Elvis would have been, he would have been all over the fucking place. Because you can't contain him to this day. People are still trying to mimic him, but they fucked him because They kept them in a certain mold his entire career. He could never fucking escape that shit. So I hope the next thing they do, next project they do for Elvis, they need to do something that shows what Elvis, what his dreams were, what he really wanted to do. They need to expound on that. Like, maybe do a documentary. You know, maybe his estate can do a nice documentary to make him more relevant for the times. Because when you get an artist that has died like Elvis did, you gotta show, like, you gotta do different projects to make him relevant, because they kept his music in one genre, right? So let's talk about Michael for a second. Michael crossed all genres and was able to relate to many different people, but Elvis wasn't allowed to branch out like that. He was kept in a really small circle. So for Michael, you don't have to make him relevant for next generation, because he was able to do his thing for 45 years. And Elvis was only in the business his adult life. So you got to do different creative things to make Elvis relevant for each generation. But that's just my opinion. I'm happy that Lisa got to experience having a good dad in her life, you know. A dad that loved her and wouldn't hurt her or do anything to her. I'm happy about that. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that I made a episode space about the Elvis film and nobody listened to it. So I thought I would put it out here on this episode here. He was this biographical film is an excellent film to buy, to keep in the family, so that you have an accurate historical account of Elvis Presley's life. If your kids ask you who Elvis Presley is, pop that film out. And then go on whatever social media website is available at that time. If it's still YouTube, go on YouTube and look up some of Elvis's performances. And watch the magic happen. You know, the reason why I talk about Elvis in such a way is because him and Priscilla getting together at the ages that they were really fucked with me. And it was triggering for me. You know. And I also felt like they needed to tell the truth and not hide that. And I do consider Elvis to be a pedophile. I do. That's just how I see it. Nobody else has to look at it that way. But, you know, I just think a child at 14, 15, 16, 17 is not ready. And I don't think at 18 you're ready. But society has created wiggle room and told children that when you turn 18, you can leave the house and have your own thing going. And the government has provided for you to do so. They even have what's called emancipation. And wow. That's something. So it's real fucked up that Lisa's gone. I'm pissed about that. She needs to be here with her girls. And I know that the entertainment industry is still mourning her loss. She was a pretty dope chick. She's a pretty awesome human being. And she's going to be missed tremendously for years to come. I see people putting up those videos about her and the interview she did with Diane Sawyer. And, you know, I was like, you know, she said what the fuck she said. She probably would have hung her daddy from a tree, too, if he messed with little girls, you know. If she had seen her with her dad with a little child, she probably would have hung his ass from a tree, too. So I don't think she would have gave his ass no passes the way Lisa was. Lisa didn't put up with no shit. Somebody said she was estranged from her mother before she passed. And that was the best thing for her. Get the fuck away from that lady. But that's all I got to say. I just want to tell y'all, go buy Elvis's DVD. Go buy that and watch it. If you don't want to buy it, watch it. Highly suggest you watch it. It's very, very good. It's more people that like Elvis that want to admit it. I haven't played Elvis's music in fucking years. Never really cared for his music because I knew it was I just don't like the way he was treated. I think he was mistreated his entire career. But I think his heart was in the right place when he sang the songs. I did call him a cultural appropriator because he was, but I think he was forced into doing that. I don't think he had a choice, to be honest with you. That's how I feel about it. And that's how I always feel. But I think, too, the thing that keeps me away from Elvis is the Priscilla, you know, the age thing. It's just, it really fucks with me. And when when you're traumatized like that and you hear things like that, it fucks with you. It continuously fucks with you. So, you know, yeah. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm so fucking tired. My eyes are closed and they're burning. And I need to get some rest because I got to get up early tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, guys.